I said, I'm going to set myself, because I was not settled. We never bothered. Ronnie and I were a pair of lads that run round. We went swimming at Ballantyne, went swimming in Ballycastle, and enjoyed life. I swam all year round. Mr. German in high school would say, McCahan, where were you on Wednesday? I would say, I have a sore leg, sir. What happened to your leg? I fell off the pier. What were you doing on the pier? I was diving. McCahan, it's November. You shouldn't be near the pier. You're a silly boy. Go on to your class. And I remember saying to Ronnie, well, you know, it's a strange old world, you know, but we only have one life and we've got to do the best we can of it. So that ticked in my mind and I says, right, these were summer jobs, two summer jobs, yes. And we'd come out with the big eyes open thinking you walk into summer jobs in England and there's big money. We had worked, you see, maybe in the Hilsey Hotel, possibly in Bay Hotel, weekends and Easter and stuff, and you had made fast money as a waiter. The hell business is nice. That's not bad. Catering and food and tips and dealing with people. And I thought, now, I have the gift of the gab, so I can chat these folk and charm them and us all this old Irish blarney and stuff. So I was downtown Batley and things weren't going too well. I had two or three weeks at this job and things were not good and I was tired, you know, I really was tired. And I walked in and I saw this advertisement up in a tourist shop. The Marine Hotel Ballycastle for your holidays. Upton's Tours, £15 a week. You can stay in Ballycastle for £15 and we get the bus from Lancashire, Yorkshire. But what am I doing here when all these people are leaving this place and going to Yorkshire and going over to... So that made me feel sad that I'd have to get back to Ballycastle. So I said, right, here we go again. Back again, another hotel job, working around the summers and stuff like that. But I loved it in so far that you could go swimming. And I loved swimming and snorkeling.